Big Daddy Graham's Countdown is brought to you by Hank's Gourmet Beverages. Visit hanksbeverages.net.
Hello, everybody. Big Daddy Graham here with another segment of Big Daddy's Countdown, where we're trying to find the 100 greatest albums ever made. Well, coming in at 64 would be Rain Dogs by Tom Waits there. One of my favorite recording artists ever. That's it. That's my entire Tom Waits impersonation. I have the lifelong love affair. My wife and daughters will tell you, and this is a fact, the day that I hear that Tom Waits has died, and I believe he's 70 now, I will cry like a baby. Saw him live at the very beginning of his career. Every single time he came to town, if he was doing 5 shows at the Main Point, I went to all 5. Talked to him once in between shows at a bar that was right across the street from the Main Point. I'm sitting there drinking, ready to go to his late show, and he's sitting there drinking because he's got a late show. And, you want to hear any song in particular there? And so I wrote down 2 songs that I wanted to hear, which he did. My sister once gave him a ride from the Main Point down to 30th Street Station. And I said to my sister, what was that like? My sister went, he smelled. For most of his career, he was this guy sitting at the piano, riffing on that whole cabaret piano loser bit, and he was great and hilarious, and also wrote great love songs. Rain Dogs and Swordfish Trombones start getting into more experimental musical ways. He wouldn't use a drumstick hitting a snare. He would use a 2x4 hitting a bathroom door. He just went for all these odd sounds, yet had great musicians. Rain Dogs, Spiderway, came out on September 30th, 1985. I would tell you, just in time for the holidays, except it peaked at 188, which is what Waits records do. But he's got Keith Richards on his record, Mark Rabeau, who's just this brilliant guitar player, Larry Taylor, Hall of Fame Larry Taylor, bass player for Can Heat and a million other bands. Here's Waits himself talking about what sound he wanted. I wanted a sound that would sound better if I chased it, killed it, skinned it, and cooked it myself. Whatever the heck that means. Here's a great Tom Waits story. I knew a guy named Artie who played the bass, and somehow Waits knew him once. Anyway, down the street from the Main Point was a very kind of well-to-do restaurant, and Artie was a dishwasher at this well-to-do restaurant. This restaurant that prided itself that all these Main Point acts, whether it be James Taylor or Jackson Browne or Bonnie Raitt, would stop and have dinner on them at this place. Well, Waits, as you know, is a diner kind of a guy. Meanwhile, this restaurant, every time Waits came to town, they send invites up. Please, we'd love to have you here and all that. Waits pays him no mind until he finds out that Artie is washing dishes down there. So he pops into the restaurant. They're thrilled. They actually have Waits. They're setting him up with a table. He goes, no, I'm here to see Artie. And Artie, he's the dishwasher. He goes back and sees Artie. And in between shows, Waits did dishes in a restaurant with Artie. Coming in at number 64, and it is such a great record, Rain Dogs by Tom Waits. Want to thank everybody at Last Out Media. If you want to check these tunes out, go to Spotify by Big Daddy's Top 100 Albums playlist. I'll talk to you again real soon.